Coming up on episode number 72 of Dad's Big Kid. Well, tonight, it's New Year's Eve. So, why not celebrate this fact with basically a party mix? Dad's Big Kid party mix. We've got 8 songs that were basically they are fantastic songs in their own right, but they couldn't make it onto the show. Plus, we have, after that, we have a mini tribute to 2012. It is Dale's Big Hit and their countdown to 2013. It's all coming up right now on Dale's Big Hit. Hello everyone and welcome back to Dale's Big Hit for a Monday night. It's Monday, December 31st. 2012. My name's Dale Campbell and thank you for joining me tonight. The countdown to 2013 begins now. When I'm recording this, we have about 12 hours to go. It's all come down to this. And we're celebrating Dale's Big Kick because it happens to fall on a Monday by doing a countdown, not a countdown, to 2013. Well, they're in no particular order. Plus a mini tribute to 2012 coming up a little bit later. But let's kick it off with a Stevie Wonder cover, Superstition. This one actually comes to us by Brenda Wilson. And this song actually does kill two birds with one stone, because we played a mixtape edition where we played another cover of Superstition. It was between that cover and this cover. And we did the tribute to The Rolling Stone magazine, and Superstition made that top 100. So here is Barbara Wilson from her 2010 album Funk Lounge Motion. Here is her cover of Stevie Wonder's Superstition. Superstitions.
watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. Very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I am a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out.
You and I engaged in a kiss. Sweat of your body covers me, my darling. Can you, my darling, can you picture this dream if you can? A cordon, motion of bodies in the room. Animals strike curious poses. They feel the heat between me and you. How can you just leave me standing? if you will be my summer. Feel how it trembles inside. You got the butterflies all tied up with no limitation.
Alex Clare with his cover of When Doves Cry. That one's originally performed by Prince. That one comes from his 2011 album, The Lateness of the Hour. Alex Clare recently got big with that one song. Oh, what was it called? I had it all queued up, too. Not One More Night. Too Close. He made it big. That's his big hit, Too Close. Right before that, George Jones with his cover of Chuck Berry's Maybelline. That one comes from The Essential George Jones, The Spirit of Country from 1995. Right before that, we had Jody Miller doing a cover of Johnny Cash's I Walk the Line. That one comes from The Very Best of Jody Miller from 1973. And kicking off the show, we had Superstition by Brenda Wilson. That one's originally performed by Stevie Wonder. And that one comes from the 2011 Funk Lounge Emotion. And all of that last set was, and the first song of this set, ironically enough, kills two birds with one stone, but that last set was that whole A Tribute to the Rolling Stones magazine songs that I pulled out, because so many of them, that I could have done the whole 100 smear quite easily. But I chose not to. The original of this song, though, Al Green's Take Me to the River, also made it into the Rolling Stones magazine's top songs of all time. And this next set's a bit of a mixtape that I wanted to include but never got around to it. So, the Talking Heads did a cover of Take Me to a River, quite a famous cover, from their 1978 album More Songs About Buildings and Food. Here is The Talking Heads with Take Me to the River.
Thank you. I find it hard to tell you. what's my lesson? Look right through me, look right through me. And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams in which I'm dying are the best I've ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very
Gary Jules and Michael Andrews there with their cover of Tears for Fears, Mad World. That one originally, that one's actually spread all over the place, but originally I got that copy from trading Snake Oil for Wolf tickets in 2001. Of course that was used for the movie that isn't coming up. There we go. Yeah, it was used in a movie soundtrack, plus it's on there, both there. Best of albums. It's just a fantastic cover. Mad World, Gary Jules. Surprised that these songs actually didn't end up on the Dales Big Hit Countdown. Right before that, Love Vigilante's cover of the New Order tune performed by Iron and Wine. It's just good if you take everything away and put acoustify that. That is so fantastic. From there, 2004 iTunes exclusive EP. Right before that, you had Joan Jett and the Black Hearts. Doing a cover of Sex Pistols, Pretty Vacant. That one comes from the 1990 The Hit List. And kicking off that set, we had Take Me to the River, which is performed by Al Green. That one's performed by the Talking Heads. More songs about buildings and food from 1978. And that's our mixed tape set. Moving into the last set of music, and whatever I do next, don't hate me, alright? Hear me out. 2012 has been an earworm year. Let's face it. 2012, the year of the earworm. Starting with this earworm, Gundam Style. I don't know if you've heard of it before, but you're probably thinking to yourself, probably about time they do a Gundam Style cover. This is performed by Dave Days from his 2012 single, Gundam Style. This is more of a butchering than what it is a cover, I think. Because he doesn't talk Korean, and he basically butchers a bunch of Korean words. So that's a fantastic example and cover to play. Here is Dave Day's cover slash parody of Gundam Style. I mean, it's not a parody because he doesn't make fun of it, but he rocks it out. Here is Dave Day's with his version of Gundam Style.
Whooping Gundam Style! Najina, tada si ingina yoja kapi hanuna, yabula anu pania kala sumina, mamina sita tidi yoja kadi banjina, inaya yoja. Nanasa, saninu janan kintisim, nganasa, saniko pisim, nanja, atrina sina mina sani kapi nanasa, haya, akeo de yo, stranded away. Whooping Gundam Style! Gundam Style! Whoop, 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 whoop! Whooping Gundam Style! Hey, sexy lady! Whoop, 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 whoop!
Sunny side, don't enter. I'll never tell. I look to you as it fell, and now you're in my way. I trade my soul for a wish, pennies and diamonds for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. Your stare was holding, ripped jean skin showing, hot night wind blowing. Where you think you're going, baby? Hey, I just met you, and this is crazy.
Could not make sense. Well, you see. said that we would still be friends, but I'll admit that I was glad it was over.
Anything, yeah. I knew you were trouble when you walked in.
I knew you were trouble. I was replying to an email. I knew you were trouble. I shouldn't do that during the show. Originally performed by Taylor Swift. That one performed by Tara Bright. Just a cover that I am really enjoying at the moment. That one comes from their 2011 single, I Knew You Were Trouble. Actually, why? 2012. Why did I put 2011 there? Let's change that. Live to Hard Drive. Woo! I knew this next album. I knew it was trouble. No, I'm kidding. Somebody That I Used to Know, performed by Gavin McHale, of course, originally performed by Gautier. That one comes from the 2011 album Shiny Love. Now, Gavin McHale used to be an independent artist that did original songs, like some fantastic tunes. His first album, actually, Go On, is one of the most fantastic original albums ever. And I have that whole thing. I listen to it all the time. It's fantastic. But now, seeing that he's becoming more popular, he's moving towards the covers and performing covers. And yeah, I don't really... I enjoy it still. It's just not the type of enjoyment that I get out. Why is my face looking white? Anyway, moving on from that to an awesome disco cover that I just had to share all over the internet. Call Me Maybe, performed by Sticks of Wax, featuring Nicholas Wells. That one's Call Me, from their Call Me Maybe single 2012. Gonna have to check these guys out, because that was fantastic. I wish Carly Rae Jepsen did that one in the first place. And of course, before that, we had Dave Days doing his butchering version of Gangnam Style. Bring on the emails for this last set of music, by the way. If you enjoy it, or if you didn't enjoy it, because I have plenty of these up the hopper. Gangnam Style single from 2012. That was Dave Days doing his version, his incarnation of Gangnam Style. Oh gosh, Call Me Maybe. I'd hate to see him butcher that. But on that note, that's going to do it for this edition of Dale's Big Hit. Holy cow, that's going to do it for 2012. We'll be back on Thursday night with gosh knows what. It'll be something. Maybe a cover chain, it looks like. Second volume of the cover chain. Maybe a mixtape. Maybe a movies episode. God knows. Maybe more likely the cover chain more than anything else. If you've got any feedback, dalesbighit.wallasite.com. That's wallasite.com. Email the show, dalesbighit@gmail.com. Send your complaints about that last set of music there. Or you can follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/dalesbighit. We'll be back on Thursday. Until then, I've been your host, Dale Campbell. Thanks again for joining me. Bye-bye. Dale's Big Hit is a proud member of the Chef Wonder Podcast Network. You can find out more information about that by going to chefwonderpodcasts.blogspot.com.